holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
The Lord promised His Holy Spirit. Do you want Him?
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a splendid day. Glad that you're here. Glad that you're there. And how are you doing? How's your family doing? How's your church doing? How's your community doing? How's your children? Are they okay? Are they starting college this fall? Maybe they're starting high school. Maybe they're starting school altogether. Maybe they haven't been born yet. Maybe they're going to be born this month. Whatever is going on in your life, I pray that God's will be done in your life and in your family's life, that you might be prosperous and do all that God has for you to do, and that your children and your bloodline will continue to grow according to His will. Regardless of what people try to say and do and try to cut things off and stop them from achieving where they're supposed to be or being where they're supposed to be, I pray that God's will be done in your family's life and in your life. In your own pastor's life, I pray that God's will be done in your pastor's life and in your churches and your community lives, that God will get all the praise and get all the credit. That's what praise is. He gets all the credit for doing so, because nobody else could do it but Him. We're only politicians, if I may say, you know, we can only say we want to do, but God can actually do it. Because He has all the power. Somebody say, Pava, Pava. He has all the power. That's what the Pentecostal church would say. He has all the power. Not power, Pava. It's a wonderful thing. Now, God promised His Holy Spirit to us long before the Holy Ghost got here. But the Holy Ghost was already here. So, the very one who shaped the earth, who groomed the earth, who over the waters and everything, hovered over the water. That same Holy Ghost was the one who was breathing into man, and man became a living soul. That same Holy Ghost that He promised was going to be in us, it was already here. He was already here because it's Him Himself. Glory to God. Listen, do you want the Holy Ghost or not? And I'm not talking about just utilizing the Holy Ghost to speak in tongues. I'm talking about utilizing the Holy Ghost to actually make a change in the world. I mean, man, if we really got a chance to really tap into what God's power is and utilize God's power according to His will, we would experience a whole lot. We would. I don't know what exactly we would experience, but I know if the Holy Ghost was guiding us, we would see a whole lot more. I'm not saying the Holy Ghost not guiding us now. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that a lot of times all we've ever expected from God is what we've seen or what we thought we saw. You know, Lord, we want to speak in tongues. That's all we need to know, that the Holy Ghost is helping us. Well, okay. You're allowed to want that, I guess. But there's a lot more to God than speaking in tongues. There's a lot more to God than that. And so He promises His Holy Spirit, right? So we're going to read this on today, and we're going to go to Joel chapter 2. J-O-E-L chapter 2, Joel, or Joel, or I don't even know how to explain it or pronounce it, whatever. But I know it's Joel. I know it by that, okay? Let's see. We'll start at verse number 26, and it's giving a prophecy here, saying this: once again, you will have all the food you want, and you will praise the Lord God who does these miracles for you. You will praise the Lord your God, who does it, you will praise the Lord your God. And so when this happened, when all this happened, who were they praising? They were praising the Lord Jesus Christ. You will praise the Lord your God, who does these miracles for you. Who was the one doing the miracles? Jesus, Jesus, that's him. Then you will know that I am among my people, Israel. That I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. I am the Lord your God, and there's no other. And this is what Jesus is saying. This right here is a prophecy. He's saying this is what he's going to say. And so there you will praise the Lord your God, who does these miracles for you. Never again will my people be disgraced. And that was, yeah, that was the cross, man. Never again will my people be disgraced. Then you will know that I am among my people, Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. See, and this is the, well, I'm not even going to say it. You let the Lord use you on that. He says, I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. Never again will my people be disgraced. Now, then we get down to verse 28, which is the key part of this whole thing. Then after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and your daughter will prophesy. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. So not only will they be speaking in tongues, not only will they be prophesying, not only will they be dreaming, they'll see visions. I mean, these are, man, and this is all the promise of his Holy Spirit coming. Then after all this, after doing all these things, I will pour out my spirit among all people, not just the Pentecostals, not just the Baptists, not just the Catholics, not just the, church goer, whatever you want to call yourself. You're just supposed to be believing God. You know, we call ourselves a lot nowadays, apostolic. We call ourselves Pentecost. We call ourselves all these other names. Amen. All I'm saying is, it's more to it than that. Then after doing all these things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions. In those days, I will pour out my spirit, even on servants, men and women alike. Even he's just going to pour his spirit out on all kinds of people. So even those who were slaves, they received the Holy Ghost. Those who were non-slaves received the Holy Ghost. His spirit was poured out on them. In those days, I will pour my spirit, even on servants, men and women alike. And I will cause wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke. The sun will become dark. I mean, all these things, the moon will turn blood red before the great and terrible day the Lord arrives. But everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Now, you got to know what the name of the Lord is, I guess. And the only way you can get the name of the Lord is God. He's going to reveal it to you. You can read it on the Bible and all that kind of stuff you want to and say Jesus and all that. But God will have to reveal to you what his name is. What is it? Number 32 again. But everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. For some on Mount Zion in Jerusalem will escape, just as the Lord has said. These will be among the survivors whom the Lord has called, calling on the name of the Lord. So God, he pours out his spirit. Those people are, you have people prophesying, you have people being filled, you have wondrous works being done. The sun is getting dark, the moon is becoming. Listen, there's a lot of things in that I could actually explain to you, but no, I'm not gonna do that because it's not called, I'm not called to do that for this time right now. but everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So I can promote what the name of the Lord is all day, but if God don't give you what the name of the Lord is, you know, now you have something to ask. You have something to ask him. How do I say that? You have a lot to ask of the Lord anyway, and a lot to understand of the Lord anyway. So just because he's pouring out his spirit don't mean that's it. Just because you spoke in tongues don't mean that's it. Just because you were baptized, that didn't mean that that's it. Just because he healed you doesn't mean that that is it. It's more. There's more to it. It's more to it. And his promise of his Holy Spirit. Now, this is before it actually happened. And then we go over to, what was it, Acts chapter 2. And Peter jumps up and says, this is that. What was spoken of in Joel, this is exactly what it is. It talked about it. Where was it? Acts chapter 2. Let's see. Acts chapter 2. Where is it? Acts chapter 2. We'll start at verse 15. And it says this. These people are not drunk as some of you are assuming. 9 o'clock in the morning is much too early for that. You know, they were saying, because the people were speaking in tongues and after the upper room experience. And so there's all these people's got to be drunk. And so he says, no, it's only 9 o'clock. It's too early for that. Verse number 16, no, what you see was predicted long ago by the prophet Joel. And it starts to read down this very same things that we were reading today about. Joel chapter 2, verse 28 going down. But this is Acts chapter 2, verse 17. It talks about in the last days, God will pour out his spirit upon all people. And this reads the same way. Same way. And then verse number 22 says this. People of Israel, listen, God publicly endorsed Jesus of Nazareth by doing powerful works, wonders, and signs through him, as you well know. But God knew what would happen, and his prearranged plan was carried out when Jesus was betrayed with the help of the lawless Gentiles. You nailed him to a cross and killed him. Oh yeah, they were talking about that thing. That very time that Joel was talking about God was going to pour out his spirit was then. And we have the proof. He prophesied it. Then we got the proof that it actually happened. These are first account. These people were first handers. They saw it. Their eyes saw it and they experienced it and wrote it down for us to learn it. God is good.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.